With the original luggable,
Macintosh portable luggable.
I had been at Apple not very long, and we had a meeting, and Jean-Louis Gasset, he was his baby, he was there, and there were about 10 of us in a circle talking to him. And I asked him, Jean-Louis, why would we launch a product that has a screen that is so bad that it will fail in the marketplace? And everybody takes a step back, you know, like, you don't say this to Jean-Louis. And Jean-Louis proceeded to, you know, rip me apart going, this is the best there is, and it was $3,000 a year ago, and we've got the price down and everything. And I said, yeah, but digital already showed that it failed because you can't read the letters on the screen.
And the Data General 1.
And DG1, yeah. DG1. And, you know, history proved me right, but unfortunately we launched it anyway.
And the battery, once the battery's failed, you can't plug it in. There's no bypass.
And there were a number of issues with it. But I actually ended up donating my DG1 to the design team at Apple. Because they had never seen how to do a full-size keyboard in a clamshell.
Right.
They had different versions
of it. And upstairs we have the DT1 and the EL with the
redder screen
from the marketing manager for that product who donated it. It's great.
That's funny.
So that's interesting. So I didn't know there was a connection between looking at the DG and then the Mac Portable.
Yeah, well, we were doing, actually there was a whole lot of work going on the trackballs.
Right.
And one of the problems that we had, now this was, we were coming up with the 100 and the 160. So right. Sony did the 100s for Apple.
Right, which I have right here. I got a model 100.
And I think it was 140 and 160 were the Apple. One was a color one.
Yeah. In fact, here, it's just donated. This is supposedly a development system, although it was used.
Well, we all got to, you know, kind of hang around.
It's a real early one. It's a real, real early one. Nothing on the tabs on the side.
An old laptop.
Yeah, they're side tabs.
It's the front one there.
Oh, yeah, you're right. There you go. You got it.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. Okay, so it was this version. So the trackball, I get called in by the hardware team, and they said, Bob, we want you to write a letter to get the trackballs changed. The trackball's way too light, and it doesn't track well with the machine. So they showed me the trackball, and they showed me what the problem was. And I said, well, show me a bunch of them. So they had like 5 different trackballs with different mass for each trackball. And they said, see, look, here's the heaviest one. See how good it feels? And that's user interface. So you should, you know, write this letter and let us have the heavier trackball. So I said, well, wait a second. Could you guys leave for a few minutes and let me do something? And so they left. And I did something, and they came back in, and I said, okay, I'd like each of you to try and tell me which is the heaviest trackball. And so they all picked the wrong one. They picked the lightest trackball. And when they couldn't believe it, they brought a scale out, they're weighing them, and they're going, what did you do? And I said, well, I just adjusted the software. Because it hadn't occurred to the hardware team to do something in software.
Wow. It was all perceptual.
Yeah, it was.
So. Well, this one, I was told that this one is a...
PVT, yeah.
What does PVT mean?
This was some kind of... See, there were probably
It was
560 of them, and this was probably 179.
So PVT meant private?
I think these were required to be rolled over by a steamroller or something.
Yeah, because this is a prototype. So PVT meant...
Some kind of, yeah.
So this is actually a bona fide 100.
Yeah, that would be a real one.
So that's the 179 and 560.
There's data on it.
It runs, supposedly.
So I have an idea for the DigiBarn, which you may not like, because I'm getting nowhere with Computer History Museum.
Okay.
But I believe that somebody ought to be collecting the pornography from the early days. Like I have from the Mac user groups from the 80s.
Playmate in there.
I tried to get John. Mac Playmate
somewhere in
there. It was really a classic thing. Nobody wants to talk about it.
Yeah, it's somewhere in the shelf, Mac Playmate.
But I talked to John Toole, and he's going, we couldn't really do
that.
And I said, but it's history. And it, in fact, is an important part of history because the porn industry drove user interfaces for so long.
Right.
So, you've got all the books, too.